so I can start that part of it. It is June 24th, 2013, and I have made myself to made my way to Regina, and I would like to have our interviewee for today introduce himself.
Okay, my name is. You tell me if I'm speaking loud enough or not.
It looks good.
Yeah, my name is Ted Turner, more formally introduced or known as Edward K. Turner. And on the subject of grain elevators, I've had a lifetime of experience. First as a farmer patronizing the elevator at my local hometown of Maymont, Saskatchewan, somewhere between Saskatoon and North Balfour. Later on in my career, I became a director with Saskatchewan Wheat Pool, and that increased my involvement with grain elevators. I became a director in 1960 of the Saskatchewan Wheat Pool, vice president in 1966, president in 1969, and was in that position for almost 18 years. In addition to that, I was the executive director of Prairie Pools for 2 years, which even enlarged my scope of contact with grain elevators. I was on the founding board of Prince Rupert Grain Limited, and of course that was a huge undertaking and brought home the reality of the importance of grain elevators and also the reality of the high cost of building them. As well, I was the president of the Great Lakes Waterways Association for 3 years. During my tenure there, the name was changed to the Chamber of Maritime Commerce, and that brought in a new reality, and that of dealing with grain elevators that were further down the chain from Thunder Bay, and dealing with the transfer elevators on the St. Lawrence and the various elevators that were adjacent to the Great Lakes themselves. So I have had a lifetime of experience up until my retirement in 1989 of hands-on with elevators.
I'm going to stop